Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
Broadcasting live from Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta at the Entrepreneurship Summit GSU 2022, celebrating this year's Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund Cohort Number 3. I am your host, Lee Cantor, and I am with the winners of Cohort 3, Jad and Amir Helmy with Healthy Appy Tech. Welcome.
Thanks so much for having us.
Congratulations.
Much appreciated.
How surprised were you?
Honestly,
you had it in the bag the whole time.
No, there's a lot of great other great companies in our cohort, so we were honestly like really surprised and shocked that we, you know, came out in first.
Yeah, so. I mean, our company also addresses, compared to a lot of the other companies, something that's quite niche. So, I was quite surprised that, you know, it came across, people understood like the depth of the problem, and it was received so well. So, it's really a blessing.
Tell us, for those who don't know, tell us about Healthy Appy Tech. How do you serve the community? How do you serve people?
Yeah, absolutely. So Healthy Appy Tech, we're a software company. We build software platforms for families with an individual with neurological diseases. So right now we're focusing on serving the epilepsy community. And what that looks like is we have a mobile application, a software app, and a web dashboard that is all geared towards helping epilepsy families stay safe through seizure detection, prediction, seizure action plans, help them manage their epilepsy, get connected with their family. And then also with all that data, we offer clarity in their treatment long term. So we help care providers and their family get clarity on what exactly is going on for better treatment outcomes.
So it's something that helps the person suffering, it helps their family, does it connect with the doctor as well?
One key realization that we had is that epilepsy, while only one person in the family is going to be diagnosed with it, it's going to affect everyone in the family. So we are really trying to provide a solution for everyone in the family. If you want to take talk.
Yeah, and when it comes to doctors are definitely a part of that, you know, care triangle that's really, really important. And so we do, right now we don't have the capability to do this on our platform, but we are planning to, like, plug into health records, existing health records, so doctors can, access the data that we're able to collect and the insights we're able to provide.
So now at this stage, what happens? So if I have epilepsy and I have the app, how does it work?
Yeah, so you want to answer?
So you onboard in like a private digital family circle. So the person with epilepsy would onboard along with their family. And then you set up, for example, your medicine reminders. You set up your detection specificities. And then you just go about your normal day. And then every now and then we're going to remind you to take your medications. Your family is going to put in certain tasks for you to do in order to ensure that you're properly managing your epilepsy. You're also going to go through and set up your seizure action plan. So in case unfortunately a seizure does occur, we can provide those around you with the best instructions in order to provide proper medical care.
So is it a situation where the phone is going to detect that if I'm having a seizure? Is that possible with the technology as it is today?
Absolutely. So there's two things. There's the prediction and detection. Prediction is, you know, being able to raise a red flag before a seizure event even happens so that, you know, we can mitigate the danger. And that part of our safety package is still under research, but actual detection of a seizure, a tonic-clonic seizure that involves movement, those are the most dangerous kind. We have right now, the capability to detect them while they're happening using the sensors in someone's smartwatch or in their phone if it's on them.
So now, having gone through the Main Street program, how has that been? What can you share a takeaway that was most meaningful?
I think we can. I'd love to hear my brother's takeaway, actually, before I share mine.
The main thing that we've got out of it, more than, you know, obviously the funding, is the advice and the guidance that we've been able to get through a lot of the mentors that they've brought on, including MK, including David Eckhoff, really providing a business roadmap and rule book to play by in order to validate what we're doing before we actually do it, in order to like reduce the amount of effort that we do that goes to waste to de-risk our business, and also just through figuring out how to tell our story. A lot of the guidance has been really valuable, and I would say that's the biggest thing that we've got out of this program.
Yeah, for me, I mean, both of us, we come from technical backgrounds. So, you know, previously when we're talking about our company, we love to get into the weeds. We love to really talk about how things work. Across the board, all the mentors and advisors that were involved in our progress through the GSU Main Street program, they helped us trim that fat away and really get to, like, what matters and why it matters and how do we communicate that effectively both with our customers and also, like, presenting in the pitch today. So from Tia Forbes, who really helped with our story, or MK, who also helped, like, really clean up our pitch and presentation, David Eckhoff helped us communicating with our customers. It was all about getting to the core of the message and really effective communication from a business standpoint. And I think that was something that was refreshing and new for us being technical founders that we didn't really have exposure to before.
So if you were giving advice to other technical founders, would it be in and around taking that technology and creating and getting to the heart of the story and the why behind the technology?
Yeah, you can jump in on this too, Amir, but the one thing I would say is definitely get out of the office. Yeah. A lot of times people, you know, they stay and they code and they fall in love with their technology, but technology is a means to an end. You have to focus on the actual problem that you're solving and really providing real value for your customer.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Like, talking to more customers, getting out of the office, and really having, like, your brand and your technology connect with the user that's using it, I think that is something that a lot of technical founders can overlook easily.
So what do you need more of? How can we help? I know that $10,000 is burning a hole in your pocket.
The $10,000 is absolutely great, you know, as a non-dilutive fund, but we are in the process of raising a seed round right now in the coming months of around $500,000 to $1 million to, like, just build out our development team. We hope to supplement that as well with some government grants and also begin our, you know, on our FDA regulatory pathway with those funds as well. So really right now we're accelerating forward with the vision we have. We've validated it. And we're launching and releasing. So if anyone wants to join our team as an investor or a valued mentor, as we, you know, seek to change the way that neurological diseases are managed forever, especially epilepsy, then that's the best way to help right now.
And the website, if they want to learn more?
The website is health, like health, the word health, appy tech.com. It may be changing and getting updated soon, but that's the website, yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations on winning, and congratulations on all the work that you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time at Main Street Seed Fund 2022, hopefully next year, 2023.